It is a Saturday morning, a very chill Saturday morning, and a very good morning to you, my dear listeners, and welcome to Eagle FM. And at this juncture, as the politician would like, would love to say, at this juncture, so I would like to welcome you to Mind Matters. And thank you, Hileni, for Social Times. And congratulations to the graduates. Some graduated Friday, some graduated Friday, some graduated when Thursday. Some graduated Thursday, some graduated Friday. Yesterday, those who graduated from IUM, any other institution that actually did the graduations? Yes, the police. So there was also a police graduation here. At the Oshakati Independent Stadium and Oshakati Independent Stadium. So it was spectacular. You know, there was some drill, or how do you call those, you know, demonstration. Those drills in the street. How do you call it? All right. The words, I can't find the words now in my head. You know, sometimes the English disappear. Sometimes the English disappear and you just don't know what to say. So there was also graduation of police here in Oshakati. So yeah, there have been a couple of graduation for the police actually. It's that, probably all of them who have graduated are already, you know, employed. They will be, you know, posted to different places. They have already got a job. But for some of my students from IUM or other places where they graduated, well, some of you will come to another university, street university. That's going to teach you another way of life, you know, survival way of life, you know. So welcome to the street university. So it's another university you have to get into. For those who may be already working, so good for you. And then, so, yeah, congratulations. And our time, it's about 11, it's 3 minutes past the hour of 11. And this is Mind Matter. And my name is Mike Oshovedi. And welcome again to the show. So this is a show where we really dive into the psychological patterns and social factors that affect how you think and how you feel and how you make decision in life. We look at those, you know, those elements within our minds and within certain beliefs that we have that affect how we make decisions and all that, and how those decisions and feelings and emotion, how do they really affect our well-being? So we're talking about mental health well-being. So it's also a show where we invite you. This is a show where I invite you as well, wherever you are, wherever you find yourself, you're most welcome to come through as well. If you have an issue that you want to discuss that relates to emotional imbalances or that relate to distressful kind of a situation that you find yourself in, or someone that you know and you don't know how to help, whether you or someone else you know experience some mental health conditions and you don't know how to deal with that, or you just have psychological questions that you would like to know, someone has experienced something that you would like to know how to handle that or how to do. So anything at all. We live in the society, seriously, and Eagle FM, you have to thank Eagle FM for bringing you some program like this. Where we live in the society today where we're taking for granted what is actually happening. You know, every day, this is every single day, you hear someone has been raped, you hear someone has been killed, a woman or a child has been killed, you know. So, as it becoming frequent, it becomes a norm. You know, even when you hear about it, we hear every day, in the newspapers, or you look at social media or wherever, any other institution that have, you know, media institutions, you hear somebody has been raped, or cases from the police. You hear somebody has been raped, somebody has been, you know, assaulted, somebody has been. So there's so much that is happening in our society. And sometimes you could be a victim of that. And you don't know what, and you know how to deal with the emotions and things that you are going through because of what happened to you. So, and this is sometime, this is the platform where you can come through and share your, what, I mean, these are difficult things to do sometimes. But if you need help, as I said, I don't claim to know everything, but you know, in this field, yeah, I may be able to help, but if I can't, so it will be upon me to look for that information or to refer you, to people that might help you if you need some other further, clinical help. So yes, welcome. And it's good to be here. It's always a pleasure actually being in your company, especially on this show. Today, you know, and this referred to what I was saying earlier on. Today someone asked me actually, and then maybe that's why I'm focusing on this too much. Not too much. I'm focusing on this because someone asked me and this is also based on something that has happened to somebody that he knows or she knows, not a he, it's a she knows. And she asked me, how do we heal emotionally? How do we heal emotionally? And that's actually what we will dive into today. So emotional healing is something we all face at some point in our lives. So whether it's from now heartbreak, you know, heartbreak of a failed relationship, whether it's the pain of losing a loved one, could be a sting of a betrayal, someone betrayed you, or even the struggle of daily stress, just the stress of the day that we go through, and the self-doubt. So life's challenges leave those marks on us. So it leaves all those marks on us. So, but what it really means to heal. So then when I go back to the question, the person that asked, what does it really mean then, to heal? So, is it about forgetting the hurt? Is it about forgetting the hurt? Is it about forgiveness? Is that what it means to heal? Or is it something deeper? Is it something deeper? An opportunity maybe to grow, you know, to rediscover yourself, and to come out maybe stronger from the other side. You know, when you go through this kind of, turmoil, when you go through this kind of distress. So, is it something deeper? So, it is not easy. Healing is not an easy process. It's messy for some people. It's unpredictable. So, and at times it's overwhelming. You know, it's something that is daunting and you don't know when is this going to be ending? What I'm going through, when it's going to end? So, but it's also a journey. It's a journey that worth taking, that, you know, because at the heart of it is a chance of reclaiming your peace, your joy, you know, your sense of wholeness. So that's why I'm encouraging you to take that journey. And especially this morning as well to join me and dive into this discussion. And I want you to think about it. Think about it. Think of it as, you know, the healing, the process of healing. Think of it like tending to a garden. Okay. You know, tending to a garden, over time, weeds of pain, regret, and resentment take roots. Those kind of weeds of pain, you know, of resentment, of regret, all that, start to take root over time. So what do? They crowding out the beauty within you so that you don't see anymore that beauty, the beautiful world out as you could see it. So healing then is the process of pulling those weed, you know, planting now. You pull out those weeds, you know, take out those weeds and planting seeds of self-love. That's what I really want to emphasize for you. Plant the seed of self-love and acceptance of the person who you are and giving yourself the time and care that you deserve. So in today's show, we will discuss the complexity of emotional healing. We will talk about where to begin, how to process our feeling, and what step we can take to move forward. And even when it feels impossible, sometimes it feels impossible. Maybe you are at the stage where it feels impossible. So we're going to look at that. So I will share some insight and some practical tools. And that's what I want to possibly do, some practical tools to help you nurture your emotional well-being. So whether you are in the middle of your own healing journey, or you're looking forward for ways to support someone else, this is a discussion that probably you should stay tuned to engage in. Also, not just me to talk to you, but also for you to come through and talk to me and engage me as well, so that we enrich the discussion with your stories and the stories of the people you know. So grab a cup of tea or anything that is soft, ice cold. You can have something cool drink. You can have something there. So at least a cup of tea or hot chocolate or coffee or whatever it is that is hot. You know, find a quiet place. Join me as we explore this path of the emotional resilience and inner peace. So this is Mind Matters. And today we are here to remind you that healing, it's possible, and that your heart is worth the effort it takes to heal. So stay tuned. Let's quickly go for a quick music break, and then we come back. We get into our discussions. So let's listen to Celine Dion. That's the way it is.
Ready to go, and your heart's left.
Well, Celine Dion, don't give up on, actually, love the way, that's the way it is. So when you are, you know, when you're full of doubt and you're ready to give up and your heart is full of doubt, don't give up on your faith. And that's the way. And believe what? I kind of know all the words. So, but it's a beautiful song by, you know, one of the, superstar or an icon, you know, Celine Dion. So, and a very good morning to you. If you're just joining us, this is Mind Matter, the show that focus on you and especially focus on your mind, what the mind does and also how the mind, influences your emotions and your, how your emotion influences your decision that you make. We look at that process in this program. So we go a little bit deeper analyzing any situations, any distressful situation, issues, condition, health conditions, or mental health issues that you may experience, or stress or whatever. How does your mind, you know, perceive and understand what is going on to affect how you behave? Because that's how now, and we're looking at different issues, especially social factors, and because those are believed that also dictate how we interpret reality. Definitely is based on who we are and where we're from. So that's why that's the main focus of the programs. And today we're looking at, as I said, someone actually asked me, because knowing somebody going through this, and probably every one of us have gone through some of this, how do you emotionally heal? That's the question today. So, and that's a question I'm posing to you. If you have a strategy that you use to heal, please do come through and share with us. So I'm going to share with you a little bit about nine layers. Yeah. I'm going to share with you some, what I would refer to as layers, you know, from the first layer to the second to the third layers, the process that we go through, to reach that emotional healing. If you have any other strategies that you probably have and use, that help you actually to heal, do please come through and share that with us as well, because that would also enrich our discussion as well on the show. So, and our telephone numbers, you can come through anytime. Our telephone number 0800-333-6091, 0800-333-6091. And the question I'm asking is, how do you heal emotionally? So how do you heal emotionally? And that was the question actually put to me. And I decided that, okay, let's make this a topic and discuss that. And if there are other people who would like to contribute on that, please do come through. Whoever you are, you could be an expert in this area. So you're most welcome to come through and also have your contribution on our topic today. So that's a question we're asking, and that's the topic we are discussing. How can we heal? How do we heal emotionally? So how do we emotionally heal? So that's our topic this morning. Oh, excuse me. All right, our time is about 22 minutes past the hour of 11, and we go until the hour. We go up to the hour of 1 o'clock. After that, then we hand over to Elizabeth with Elizabeth Ward and other programs that we'll follow after that. So let's get into this. So what we're looking at, okay, as I said, we're going to look at different, like to put it in kind of like layers, from one layer to another, just as we process, as we go through this journey. It's kind of a journey. Where do we take off? The first stop where we start. Where do we start? So where do we start if we really want to to heal emotionally. Where this, if we take on this journey, so where do we start? So the first layer of an emotional healing journey is to acknowledge that you have the power to change. So that's the first step. All right. And this is not just about the process. This is not just about emotional healing that we're talking about. We're talking anything that you want to do in life. So whatever you want to change in your life, the first thing that actually would help you, would actually help you to move, would actually to help you to make the first step, is to believe in yourself. Is to believe that you can do it. And even if we take an example of the graduate, you know, I think the first day you registered, you believe that, you know, I can make it. If you didn't have those who didn't have that, didn't recognize that the power they have, that they can make it, they haven't made it. So those who believe, who didn't believe that they have the power to make it, they didn't. Anything that you do in life, start with believing in yourself. And here I'm talking about recognizing that you have the power to change. Whatever you find yourself in now, no matter how distressful it is, no matter how heavy and doom and whatever, you can use any other, you know, adjectives or noun to describe the situation. So whatever it is, no matter how doom it is, the first step for you, you know, to start, and I'm telling you, the first step for you to start that journey, and we're talking about the journey of emotional healing, is start with believing that you have the power to change. Recognize that. Once you recognize that you have the power to change, then that's the first step actually now to move on with this journey. So emotional healing start when you're now stopping. So when you're now stopping actually blaming others or denying your feelings. Now we're talking about emotional healing. So when you think that what you're going through is a consequence of what other people did to you, you actually become a victim. So you become a victim to say, what I'm going through has nothing to do with me. It has to do with other people did to me. So therefore, I am a victim of circumstances. I'm a victim of what other people or whatever circumstances was. And therefore, what does that do? It makes you a victim. And as a victim, you think that those people need to change for me to feel better. So when you are in this victimhood, it's like those people need actually to change for me to feel better, for me to be good, for me to feel good, for me to change, for this process of healing to change within me, to start within me. You know, the other person maybe have to apologize, or maybe the situation have to change for me to be able to, you know. If your change depend on what other people do, that's not going to happen. Because people will never always do what you want 100%. So even if they apologize, you know, even if they apologize, their process within you actually, it's with you, not with the other person. So that's now, as I said, the start is then once you start to recognize, and this is not just about this emotional healing that we're talking about, it's also with other things as well. So if you always think that, you know, for me to change, it's also even in terms of behavioral change, is that for me to change, the other person have to be this way or that way or that way. That means you cannot be able to change, because the control of your changing, it doesn't depend on you. is actually depend on how other, the external people outside of you or things outside of you, if they change, is the only way that you can be able to change. And that's not going to happen 100%. Sometimes it does, but it's not going to happen 100%. People won't do just the things that you want for you to be what you want. So that's one element. Understand that first. So because we tend to get into this habit of victimhood where we think that unless the other person change, and it also comes to a relationship. What do we want? For my happiness would be, unless the other person behave in a certain way, I would not be happy. Do you understand? So your happiness would depend on the other person behaving in a certain way. So the happiness that is within you, because those are emotions that you can be able to control within you, it's actually entirely depend on you, not on how the other person behave. So that's the first thing that we need to understand. If you take on this journey, understand that you have the power to change. You have 100%, you are 100% in control of that process. So it's not because it has to depend on other people. Yes, other people may influence you, may support you, may whatever they can, whatever the case may be, but eventually you are. If you first, you have to recognize that you have the power to actually change. So in terms of to start now this emotional healing. So the emotional healing starts when we stop blaming others, blaming circumstances, you know, and also to ourselves denying how you feel. So if you're denying what you're feeling, you are not actually being true to yourself. So that's also an element, because sometimes, you know, most of us don't want to feel the kind of feeling that comes with what happened. So once you start to deny that, you are not being true to who you are, to your state of being at that point in time. So let's say, for example, I'm honestly, almostly devastated, and I'm sitting with people here and someone asking me, how do you feel? And I fake this, and I fake now these emotions. I'm kind of laughing, but deep down there, I'm really crying. And how are you? And I'm saying, I'm all this good. I'm cool. You are, you know, your conscious mind tell you that you are cool, but you feel conflicted because your body tells you differently. So you will be conflicted. So because your state of being is that you are not fine, but your mind, your conscious mind want to lie that you are okay to the other people. So that conflict, it's conflict, you know, it becomes a conflict for you. So one of the things, if emotionally healing start, when you stop blaming blaming others, and also when you start denying your feelings. So instead, you acknowledge that while you can't control everything, because in our life, we'll never be able to control everything that happens to us, things that happen to you, you can control how you respond. Any response that comes as a consequence of what happened to you, it's your own decision. It's not an automatic. It's not something that programmed in you. Yes, your reaction, it shows that, So your reaction, it shows that this is actually a habit that is programmed to you because you have been behaving in that way for over the years, since the beginning, maybe since you were a child. And every time when somebody says this something to you, you, what happened? This is how you react. So until it becomes a habit, it becomes you, that you don't think about it anymore. You just actually react. So you're following. So we now start to know, you have to acknowledge that you can't control everything. All right. So the, you can't control what the other person say, what the other person does. Let's say, for example, you're a victim of rape. You can't control what the other person do to you. What would they do to you? So, but then if you sit in the, in this, if you become, if you just then, you know, kind of deny what you're going through, the feeling that you're going through, and become, or if you make yourself just the victim of this and pity yourself and all that, the healing will never take place. The healing will never take place. I welcome you to come through if you want to share, and let's see who is knocking on my door. A very good morning to you. Welcome to Mind Matters.
Good morning, Mr. Oshoveli.
Good morning, Uncle Bona. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you too?
I'm all right.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So you can come in anytime.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much for the topic.
Yeah.
Even though it's, you say it's a journey, we are still going to hear more. But my comment on this issue now, it's true that one has to acknowledge that there is a problem. There is an issue.
Yeah.
And this issue needs to be addressed. Yeah, if we do not acknowledge, and then that's where we go wrong.
Yeah.
So one can also acknowledge that, yes, because the moment you acknowledge, you know how stressful your life is sometimes when you find yourself in those situations. And then you also know how, you know, the emotions, your emotions, the impact of your emotion to other people. And that's where I also tend to believe that, yes, there are times where you obviously have to take the, you know, to take the, whatever you want to take, the decision that you are actually taking, you yourself will definitely determine your destiny. And that teaching, I got it, and I always apply it when I really want to, before I engage in any activity or an action. So the consequences of really depending on people is also a problem, because at times you tend to blame people. But you see, in terms of relationship, for example, maybe working relationship, and especially the love relationship. So let me now concentrate on these things. So the behavior or the actions of the other person might really influence your decision. And of course, maybe the blaming part, when you now say it, of course, you might blame that particular person for his or her action or behaviors, because maybe let's say of a breach of a contract, for example. And in that sense, your action and your actions, because we are now talking about this mutual kind of relationship. So your action now in this, let's say, love relationship, maybe the other person is not faithful, is not honest, and all these kind of things. And the action that you are now taking or have taken is now dependent on the behavior of that particular person. Because he or she have contributed to the undertaking of that actions.
Yeah.
And of course, there's no excuse here. You know, I'm just saying, because there's no excuse there. Now, yes, because I did this because of this and this and that. You are 100 correct there.
Yeah.
But all those circumstances have to be taken into consideration.
Yes, the influence, the decision we make, and the reaction that we actually we take. Yeah. So.
So the question is how. It's very, very important, and this is where we fret most of the time. How to address the how? That maybe we know the what and when and all this other thing, but when it comes to now, how do we then comport our behavior so that our behavior and action do not end up violating other people's life, for example, because these things happen in, especially in relationships, gender-based violence and all these other things.
Yeah.
And they were now saying no to blame, and say no, she was wearing this cosmetic skirt. So what time was she walking? She was walking around this time. You know, some of them, you get this kind of a questions, you know. And this one do not even justify the rape, as you mentioned there, doesn't?
Yeah.
No, in fact, no action will then that justify any crime, anything that is in violation of, you know. So we seriously need to how to deal with our emotion, and that is a difficult, we say it's a complex topic, man. That's what you mentioned from your beginning. Because it's a complex now and difficult and things like that, we just need to, I don't know, we just have to, because we must believe in our ability. So we are, whatever we do, we must be held accountable.
Definitely
we have to be held accountable. Thank you very much for this thing, but let's acknowledge our challenges. Our issues, and you can also acknowledge where you do not have the capability or the capacity. To do so that you can then boost up your potential and see how you can then overcome those emotional, because it's really creating a lot of chaotic and violence and all the things.
All right.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you for coming through.
God bless.
All right.
Yes, so thank you for coming through, Agubona, and for your contribution to this topic. So yes, we're talking how do you heal emotionally. So, and this has come as a consequence of somebody asked me that question, and then I decided, okay, let me share. I shared that. I talked to her, and we are in the process of actually helping somebody. So yeah, but I also feel that there are things that I would like to, because there are a lot of things that are going through. Seriously, there are a lot of things that are going through in our country. There are heinous crimes that are taking place in our country. And do you know why? Do you know why? It's because we failing, you know, as an individual, we're failing to process some of the hurt in our lives. We are failing to process some of the hurt in our life. And also, you know, learning, you know, to understand how to manage, those kind of emotions. And we're looking at now the process, and today specifically, I'm helping those who find themselves as a victim of what is happening, and understand the process they need to take, you know, rather than just be feel that they are victim of these crimes and happenings, and there is nothing that they can do. There is something they can do, that they are in control of. You know, you're not in control of what other people may do to you, but definitely you are in control of the process of emotional healing within yourself. All right. You can't live your life. You can't live a distressful life just because somebody did something to you. You know, then you're giving the other person power to control how you live. You understand? So you're giving the other person a power to control how you have to live. So that's why I said the very first layer, we're still on the first layer, is actually to recognize you have the power. So this is a concept that is known, having an internal locus of control. So internal locus of control, which means that believing that your actions and choices significantly influences your life, rather than attributing everything to external factors, like maybe fate is a fate or it's other people. So understand this internal locus control. It means that you believe that your action and choices, the things, actually, Uncle Bona mentioned that as well, as so your action and choices significantly influences your life, rather than, you know, where now just think that, no, I am going through this because of that, because of him, because of her, because of, and what do? When we start to blaming, that's how we start to react in the way that is, that create all the chaos, in our society, that create all the killing and all the domestic violence that we see and all these crimes that we see. So, we need to learn to understand that it's not an automatic thing. It's something that the first thing that I want to recognize, that you have the power to actually respond differently to whatever happened to you. So, and that power, that's where now we want you to, that's where now we're taking you slowly by slowly to understand how you can process your mind in terms of when it comes to issues like this, and how then you have to, you know, deal with this emotional burden that may have come from different situation or event in your life. And unless you deal with those, you know, and if you're keeping just piling up, I think the bottle will be full at one point and start to overflow. And when it's overflowing, sometimes it's not actually in a good way. So, and this is now what we want you to understand. So, yeah, this internal focus and internal locus, the internal locus of control, that means, you know, your action and your choices, influences your life. So even if something happened to you, you have been now, forcefully raped. So yes, the decision you take after that still would define your life. So you could decide that this is so shameful, I'm going to end my life. You understand? That's still a decision that you have taken. Or you could actually, you know, go through the process where you deal with how you feel to the point where now, you will feel, the other thing is that when it doesn't mean you condone the behavior of people. So this process, that when we talk about this process of healing, we're talking about, we want you to be okay within yourself. So we want you to be okay within yourself. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you condone the situation, the other, or the, what the other person did. Let me give an example. This is an example that I love to always say. Let's simply someone says something very insultive to you. Now you become distressful. You're sitting at home being distressful, you know, you know, thinking, why did he say this thing to me and all that? You can't sleep. You can't, but the person that have insulted you, he is, wherever he is or she is actually maybe probably having a party. But you are going through this, emotion. You're going through this distressful emotion at home alone. You can't eat. You can't sleep. You know, this is where we talk about that. What you are going through is the choices you are making, not necessarily because of what the person say. Now you have you have the power to change. You have the power to control what is going within you. It doesn't mean you condone what the person say. It's just that, you know, with how you feel within yourself should be, it's 100% in your control. That's the first thing I want you to understand. Don't deny what you're going through, because if you deny, you are not also present to the, to your state of mind where you are at. But don't also push it, attribute everything to external factors, because you want help to deal with what you're going through.
Igor FM, welcome to Mind Matter.
Mike, please, sorry, man. Just allow me a minute, Mike. Because I think I did not respond well on the issue of how to react on those, the issue and the healing process.
Yeah, just quickly. So,
just quick. So, yes, it's true. We are failing. Many a times we are failing as to how you now respond to, let's say, abusive language, for example, or being annoyed, or many other things that are happening within the family or, you know, within the society there.
Yeah.
So the issue that, say, for example, we see when those people, when you interact with those people in the Namibia Correctional Service, they will always tell you that, yes, it's because of this and this and that. That's why I did this.
Yeah.
So within ourselves, like you said, within our homes and families, there are so many things that are going on there, especially this emotional abuse.
Yeah.
And this is where we need to understand, and at least awareness is created as to how we can respond to these problems now, this abuse. Like you mentioned of killing yourself. If you are raped, for example, you don't need to blame yourself. Never blame yourself. Or even when you are in poverty or problem or whatever, don't blame yourself. Or blame other. So I think what you need to do now is just that how do we respond? Like I say, your question is critical. How do we respond to these things? Abuse or whatever. Do we respond with evil or with unlawful action? So thank you very much.
All right. Good. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. So, and I'm talking about this internal, you know, internal locus of control. That means you have that power within you. You are the one with the power. And once you let that, once you attribute everything to the external factors, you sit, you know, it means there's nothing I can do, because it's not me. It's them. Yes. The people might have done something to you, but how you feel in the state of mind that you are in is something that you yourself have created. So that is within your power to change how you know, you can react, how you can respond. So, because let's think about this, okay? If the two of you, if there are two people of you and both of you are insulted you. So it could be that the two of you would respond differently. So the other one take it, it depends how you know, how you look at that. So the other one see this, this person is crazy, man. Maybe he's going through some problem at his home and he doesn't know where, who should he take in stress on. So he's taking on me. So the person actually is not even thinking about, you see how just interpreting that reality in a different way help this person not even thinking about this. Now you're probably taking it, why is he insulting me? He thinks he's better than me. He thinks, you know, you're fueling that. You, who is choosing those kind of the interpretation of that event? It's you. So you creating that emotions, that kind of, that hateful, that resentment, that intense of that, it's created by you. And that's why, that's where now I want you to understand that sometimes even where you are now, think of that. If who is actually intensifying the kind of emotion that you're going through? Is it the situation that happened already long time ago? Or is it you who keep actually, you know, who keep actually then, how did I say it? You know, interpreting that or perceiving that in a set, your perceptions that you keep actually looking at this is the one that actually fueling your emotions that you have right now. So this is what I want you to understand. You have that internal locus of control to decide to make a choice in terms of your action. Your action and choices actually influences your decisions, I mean your life and your state of being at this point in time. So the research have shown that individual with a strong internal locus of control, they actually tend to be more emotional stable and also confident. So, and this is what where we want you to, this is where I want you to understand. And that's where I want you to be. Okay. So understand this, ne? Understand this, that you are not defined by your past. You are not defined by your past traumas. You are not defined by the people who have hurt you. So, but if you then actually now engulfed in this sorrow, in this sadness, in this is exactly what they wanted you to. So when a person insults you, let's say for example, the person insults you, what do they want to achieve? They want to make you angry. If you actually get angry, they have achieved what they want to. They want to make you angry, and that's why they insult you. So you get angry. They achieved what they wanted to. So they control you. So this is exactly, and this is what I want you now to understand. You are not defined by your past traumas. You are not defined by what happened to you. So there are so many people that are being raped in our society now. You are not defined by this violation. Don't look at yourself as this shameful, you know, individual now who everybody now looking at. You're not defined by that. You are not defined by people who hurt you. So what I'm saying now, as the first thing, we're still on actually first layer, is that you have the ability to reinterpret your experiences and decide how you can shape these experiences moving forward. You have that ability. So it's about shifting from being a passive recipient of life's event that you're not just, these things are just happening to me. Eh? It's shifting from just, and this, when I'm saying shifting, I'm your mind shifting from just a passive recipient of event, of life event, that things are just happening to me, to an active participant in your own healing journey. So I want to be better. And if I want to be better, I got to do something. So what are the things sometimes you need to do? So now this is something that normally I had one guy, you know, he came for counseling. And then one thing I told him, I said, well, to understand your emotion, so take time to understand your emotions. All right. It's something that we think we understand our emotion, but we don't. So what did I tell them? I said, I ask you to buy a book where you journal, you know, you write where you can actually journal your emotions, you know, journal emotions. At the end of the day, write, look at your day, just write how you felt when this happened, when that happened, when that happened. So just write it down. Okay. So he felt that was a little bit, you know, this, when people feel this is something wishy-washy, this wishy-washy stuff, you know, this normally, what is that, what they said, you know, this, what is the word for, psychologists are referred to, the shrink, the shrink out. So, but he said, well, just let me follow the process at least to see what happened. So we took, this was actually about 3 weeks, a Monday, each Monday, and then you have a week, and then another Monday you have a week. Actually, it was like a month, but each Monday we have a session. Yeah. And, you know, write those emotions as you go through when you are at work, when you go home now. At the end of the day, just think through your day and write those emotions in the book. So, well, he looked good enough. He actually did that. And then at the end of the month, when we looked at now, we looked at the book. So, and then he realized there was now, this is the reasons why we say, you know, journal your emotions. Because when you just think about it, few minutes later, you forgot. Journal your emotions. And what happened is that he was be able to identify, you know, from, he realized that whenever I'm actually talking to this person, to my boss, whenever my boss actually say this or ask me to do this, I always feel these emotions. Why I always feel the same emotions? Whenever I'm with this person, I always have this emotion. Whenever this kind of, so within those weeks, he could be able to identify patterns in his reactions. And that's the important part of this. So what I'm telling you as a practical step to empower yourself is actually to do that. So if you find yourself in a situation where you are very distressful or depressed or whatever, you know, make this as an exercise. Take time to understand your emotions. Don't just take it for granted that you do understand your emotion. You don't. I can tell you that. So, because if you do, why do you react in the way you react? You react because those has become habitual reaction within you. You don't even understand that. And that's why sometimes, why do you go and say, oh, no, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Why? Why do you find yourself saying this sometimes? I didn't mean to do that. It's because you don't pay attention. You don't take time to understand your emotion. And when you understand your emotions, you started to identify the patterns in your reactions. So once you start to identify those patterns, then you would now consciously, now you start, aha. So every time I'm talking to this person, this is how I feel and this is how I react. So once you recognize that, it's only when you can be able to change that. Otherwise, you wouldn't know. So that's very important. And normally when you ask people to do that, they just kind of like, oh, this is wishy-washy something. No, that it helps you to identify patterns in your reaction. And unless you can be able to identify these patterns, and that's why I always said that this is where we do psychological patterns, you know, and social factors that influences how you act, yeah? How you feel and how you act. So this is exactly what it means. All right. That's one practical things that you can do. The other one is also, we're talking about your state of mind. We're talking about emotional healing here. So where do you spend much of your time? A human being is actually blessed with two faculties. Actually, you are two things. One, you are body and mind. You understand? That's one thing. You are a body and a mind. Your mind is divided by two. Okay? It's divided into memories and imaginations. So, and these are strong part of human being. This is only animals have those instincts. They have memory. But because they can remember where they pass, when they pass somewhere, they will remember and, you know, but they don't have a strong memory as us, because, a he goat, wouldn't remember that this is my mom. I don't actually have to sleep. I don't need to sleep with her. You understand? I'm being a little dramatic. So a he goat would actually sleep with his mom, because he can't remember that. Do you understand? You know, so we have those memories. Our memories are stronger, so we can be able to remember that, okay, this is my mom. So, that cannot happen or something like that. So I just want to demonstrate that. So, and we also have the strong faculty of imaginations. As I said, you are only a body and mind. So, and the mind, as it divided into those two strong faculties, memory and imagination. That's why we are creative. We can build a house. We can build a plane. We can, because of that strong faculty. All right. Now, so why am I explaining all this? I always want to go in this detail so that you understand what is going into your brain, into your mind. Now, we're looking at how do you then, when you are in the process of healing, but emotional healing, there are moments where you need to cut yourself from, because what brings you this emotional turmoil, what you're going through, it's either something that you are actually go back to your past. You understand? You go to that memory. You are in the present. Your body actually is here, but your mind goes to the past, or it goes to the future in the way that you can imagine certain things that could be dangerous or whatever. And then even imagining things that could happen a year from now, it could actually still make you feel horrible, feel worried, feel whatever the case may be. Just think, you just graduated and you think, am I going to get work? And then you start to get worked up. You become stressed. You understand? You become stressed already by thinking something that could possibly happen in the future. You see how your thought of the future could affect actually right now how you feel. Certain things that happened in the past can actually affect how you feel right now. So one thing that I ask you to do is actually to be mindful. It's a practice that normally, it's a technique that help you to actually be present in the moment, stay grounded, and that can reduce anxiety. So that can reduce. That's one area. The other thing is also, how do you then maintain emotional balance? Sometimes we don't, one of the problem is that we don't set, boundaries. So, and it, we have to prioritize our health, our well-being, and we can learn to say no and also establish a healthy boundaries, which is actually crucial for maintaining your emotional balance. So that's very, very important. Something that you must try to do. So, and other important part is also seek support. Okay, don't hesitate to reach out to friends, to families, to professionals, and talking about your experience can really provide a new perspective, and that can also aid, can also then help the process of healing. As they said in English, it could be an English proverb, a problem halved. So that's already, you can already, that's a journey already that taking you, that's a step, that's a first step. I'm still actually in the first layers. I mean, still in the first layer. That's already a step that help you, to start the process. All right. So I have given you some of those things that you can check on. So remember, healing is not a linear. It's not a linear process, not a line. It's just not one way. So there will be ups and downs. But each step you take, towards acknowledging your power, it brings you closer to the emotional freedom that you need. All right. By taking responsibility for your healing, you need to take that responsibility. By taking that responsibility, you are actually reclaiming your control. Control over your life, control over your decision, and that opened the door for more fulfilling, a fulfilling future, because you are the one in charge. So when we come back, we're looking at the second layer. So we can have a musical break here, and then when we come we're looking at our second layer of emotional healing. All right, so let's get Wiz Khalifa, See You Again, featuring Charlie Puff.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. Talk about family when family's all that we got. Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way.
Yeah, we came a long way.
From where we began.
You know we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Let me tell you.
When I see you again.
Watch your way and the vibe is feeling strong. It was small, turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. Standing there by my side, and now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
Let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go, and every road you take will always lead you home. Oh, it's been a without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Welcome back. And that was Khalifa and When I See You Again. So, welcome back. And thanks for what our time now. It's about 12 minutes past the hour of 12. And this is Mind Matter. And you're most welcome to come through and have your share. Have your contribution. We want you to contribute on the programs. So the question we're asking is, how do you, heal how do you heal emotionally? So any strategies that you use, to process, and address, probably the emotions issues that you're going through, how do you heal emotionally? And this comes as a consequence of someone that asked me that questions. And I felt, well, let me see what I can, you know, bring it up today and discuss it. Hoping that you also would contribute, to the show as well. So, we looked at, as I said, I'm taking a process. This is a process. Okay. I mentioned this is a process that actually have different layers. So we're looking at the first thing is that you have to recognize that you have the power for anything at all in life. You have to recognize that you have any power, to change. So if you don't have that, if you don't recognize that, if you don't recognize that internal, locus of control within you, then definitely you won't even begin. So, and I'm telling you that you have the power to change. Understand that and believe that. So the other things then, what is that you want? We're talking about the emotional healing. So what is that you want to heal? What is that you're healing? You're healing your emotions. It's the emotions that you want to heal. Now, it's the emotions that you're going through that you want to heal. One thing is that the second layer then is the emotion in the emotional healing process is recognizing and acknowledging your emotions and the wounds that you carry, you know, the hurts that you carry. Recognize. So that's the first thing also. That's the second layer. So now emotional awareness is about now recognizing and understanding your own emotion. So this, now remember that sometimes we have this emotion and we don't know how they influence this actually our thoughts and our actions. So you understand. So the second thing, the second layer is actually to understand, to recognize, and acknowledge your emotion. So, and how they influence your thoughts and actions, because it is the ability now. Do you have that ability to identify what you are feeling and why you are feeling it? That ability to identify what am I feeling and why am I feeling it? So because emotion for us, you have to understand this, because what the mistakes that we do most of us is that we focus on, let's say, for example, you have a headache. So we focus on the headache. So that's, we focus on the headache, and that becomes a problem. The headache becomes the problem. But we don't realize that actually the headache is actually a signal. You know? So it's like a traffic light, you know, guiding your response. The traffic light, when it's come red, what do? You stop. When it's come, you know, green, you move. So it's a traffic light guiding your response. So emotions are signals. So, but unless you understand that signals, what does it signals? What does it indicate? So when you are aware of these signals, you can be able now to navigate your experiences more effectively. So you can now be able to make choices that align with your well-being. So because if you have a headache and you just quickly run, oh, this is bothering me, or headache, and you quickly run and go and just take a pill, the pill may actually relieve you from pain. But what does it do? You didn't know. You were not aware. You were not aware what actually brought that pain. You just suppress it by drinking the pill, by taking a pill. You suppress that emotion. So that means it will come again without you not being aware. And you taking a pill every time you feel a headache can become a habit. So you're not aware of what actually bringing your headache, what actually causing your headache. So you see, what I'm trying to do here now is to help you that recognize your emotions, recognize that signal. Where is that signal coming from? It's only when you recognize it that you're aware about it that you can actually make, be able to make the change that you need, so that you don't need again. You don't even need to drink the pill anymore. Because if you know every time I come home, I don't cook, so I'm still hungry, and that causes me some headache. So then definitely we will change that and said, well, let me just prepare something every time I come home so that, you know, so you may not start, you may not feel the pain again, you know, of a headache pain again, and drink the tablets. So, but if you don't do that, that becomes a habit of always feeling the pain and drinking the tablet without exactly recognizing where that emotion, where that signal. As I said, I want you to imagine emotion as a signal. And much of the time we focus just solving, you know, it's kind of you're dealing with a sign. This sign, this sign, you're met with a sign. But that's just a sign. So, and as I said, it's like a traffic sign, traffic light. What does the traffic light do? It guides you to respond. So, and what is your focus on the sign, and sometimes then you are not dealing with what you need to. So when you recognize, now when you are aware of these signs, all right, so you can navigate your experiences more effectively, and you are now able to make choices that actually align with your well-being, because that's what you want. Eh? Because that's exactly what you want. So now recognizing your emotion is, as I said, is the first step towards now managing them. Because you can't manage something that you're not aware of. So even if you want to change, you can't change a behavior that you are not aware of as a problem for you. You understand? That's the second layer that I'm trying to say. It's a recognition of your emotion and how the influences. Now you understand, okay, this is a signal, the emotion as a signal. This is the emotion. How does this emotion influence my thoughts and my actions? So without that awareness, the emotion can control your behavior in a way you might not even understand. So that's why you come at one point and said, no, I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry, because you are not aware of how certain signal, certain emotion make you. You don't even know how you react. You don't realize that is actually your reaction. That's your habitual reaction for every time this happened. This is how you react. You don't even know that. Because you're not aware of your emotions. Okay, that's the second layer. So I said at the beginning, I said these are complex things, you know, but I'm giving you the basic things to understand, you know, so that you can start actually looking at your own behavior, your own reaction. Why do I react? Remember that you react, not everybody would react in the way you react. Not everybody do things in the way you do it. It's based on what? So you can go and say, well, it's based on what I believe. It's based on how I brought up. Yes, exactly. So there are certain things that make you unique, but sometimes you're not aware what are those things that make me unique in behaving in this way. Let's say, for example, we are about, you know, how many, 10 men, and you are the only one who end up beating up, three. We're about three friends, and of the three friends, we all have women, and you always end up beating up your woman. Why? So you probably say, no, yeah, my woman is not actually acting like yours. Maybe yours is kind and what. No, mine is totally, you know, but, you know, your behaviors is influenced by by something. And that something has influenced the kind of emotion that you generate, that generate the behavior. So if you are not aware of that, you cannot be able to change that. So that's the second layer. So if you want, in this journey of emotional healing, so recognizing and acknowledging our emotions. Acknowledging is that this is kind of the emotion that I have. This is what I feel. There's also another element to that. Okay? When we said recognize, that's fine. This is the kind of emotion, because you only know how to deal with it when you recognize that you have that emotion. Acknowledgement, it's another. Now, acknowledgement is a psychological, you know, mechanism, if you like. It's a psychological mechanism. So when we talk about acknowledgement, it's like when something is doubtful in your mind, something that you confuse about, talk about this kind of emotion, confusion, and you're not sure. What does the, when your body, when your mind is not sure about something and it's confused and it's kind of tense, and it actually activates your fight and flight, you know, your fight and flight response. Okay? It puts you on alert that something is not right. Do you understand? It puts you on alert that something is not right. So that's why you're not settled. That's why you react in the way you react. So when you acknowledge, you know, acknowledge is more like to say, it's all right. It put your mind at rest, because you know. So it put your mind at rest, and it's also helping your mind to start working now, solving that problem. So that's how it operates. Once it's okay, once you said, oh, I know what it is, your mind now become, you know, it get into a resting mode. You know, in a relaxing mode. So, and it start working now to actually manifest, you know, okay, this I know. Yeah? So it's important. It's not just acknowledge. First of all, it's recognizing and then acknowledge. It's also have that psychological impact on you. So once you acknowledge that, you become okay. You know, it's there. You know, you're feeling it. And you acknowledge that it's there, so your mind start to feel all right, and it's a step now towards managing those emotions. So, yeah. So when say for example, if you have suppressed sadness, what that could be expressed, it might result. Withdrawing from your loved ones. Let's say, for example, at home, you have suppressed emotion. You don't want to be with them, anybody. You're not experiencing that. You're not aware of the sadness. The emotion, these emotions is what create this withdrawal from the loved ones. So you're not aware of that. You just actually indulge. You're just indulging the emotions, and you just actually run. You flow. You just follow the flow of the emotion itself. You're not in control. The first step that we look at, and you're not aware. So by becoming aware of your emotions, you gain now insight into your inner world. So allowing now you to respond rather than actually react. So this awareness foster emotional intelligence, so which is actually crucial for personal growth and healthy relationship. So now, how do you develop emotional awareness? You know, just the simple things, just a few things that we can look at. So how do you develop that emotional awareness then? is when you experience strong feelings, pause and identify them. So you know what you're actually dealing with. So the reason why I said pause and identify what feeling is that is so that you know, your mind know what you're dealing with. So are you feeling anxious? Are you excited? Are you frustrated? Are you joyful? So laboring emotion can actually, as I said earlier on, your mind, by acknowledging it, is the same thing. By laboring it, you can actually diminish the intensity and also then provide the clarity. Now your mind feel clear. It feel that you know what it is. Are you following me? So that's what's very important. Name it, pause and identify it. What kind of feeling? What are you feeling? So, and we become, most of the time, how do you say, how are you? We get used to, no, I'm fine, but you're not really fine. But remember, when you're saying, I'm fine, you know, so you on your conscious level, you probably know, okay, but I'm not okay. But on your subconscious, you're actually confusing your body. You know? So it's very important to have that clarity, because then your body can be able to, you know, to process that properly for you. That's why it's very important. As I said, when you know and you label what kind of the feeling it is, it actually then diminish its intensity. It does that. Once you, it's like you start to, okay, this is how I feel. Once you know, your body feel relaxed. And it's very important. I'm talking now, this is a process. Remember, we are discussing the process of emotional healing. So, and if you want, you know, as a layer, so it's where now, okay, I should know, and be able to identify the kind of emotions that I'm feeling. All right. So the other thing is then, which is equally important, is to consider now what events, what thoughts led to your emotional response, your triggers. Now reflect on your triggers. What actually triggered that? So understanding triggers, it helps in anticipating, you know. When you understand what triggers this, now this help you anticipate that in the future, being able to manage that, being able to manage that reaction in the future, you know, the future reaction. If you know that, okay, whenever I'm with this person, this is how I feel. So if it's not a feeling that you want to feel, and you now understand what triggers that kind of feeling, so you actually either avoid the situation altogether, or be able to be in control because you know what kind of emotion it triggers. So you understand. So don't. This whole thing, I'm just looking at the practice steps now to develop that awareness. So, is to help you understand, you know, your emotion, how your emotion operate, where does it come from, you know, when I'm in a certain area or a certain environment, why do I feel the way I feel, where does that come from? So that if this is a feeling that you don't want, that is actually a distressful feeling, know where does it come from. And once you know that, you either next time avoid the same environment, or you know how to handle that, how to manage that. So, and we're talking about the whole question of journaling that, what the reason would be to uncover what are the patterns, you know. So it's also to be able to learn what are the patterns that actually, you know, when, you know, so that I can be able to change that. And I also earlier talked about your mindfulness. It's also important here in awareness. So that you stay present and you observe your emotion without, you know, in the present, without going to the past or imagination or create those kind of imagines. Stay in the present without actually judging them. So this practice really would enhance your self-awareness and emotional regulations, how you can be able to regulate your emotions. So, yeah. So embracing now emotional awareness is as I said, earlier, this is a journey. It's a process, and it's a process towards self-discovery and healing as we go through this process. And it's about tuning now three things. It's about tuning into your emotional landscape. It's about now you're tuning into your emotional landscape. And then by tuning in, then you would then understand why do you respond in the way you respond. And then consciously making choice that support now your mental and emotional health. So you see that tune into yourself, understand why you respond in a certain way, and now you can actually make a conscious choice that support now your well-being, your mental and your emotional well-being. So that's the second layer now. So, and when we come back, we look at our third layer, which is actually acceptance. So feel the pain, you know, accept what you're going through. And we want to talk about, and remember, acknowledging your emotion is not a sign of weaknesses, but a step towards you being resilient and also empowering yourself. So understand. So when we come back, we're going to look into that. So let's have Michael Bolton said, I love you. That's Michael Bolton with the songs Said I Love You, But I Lied. Oh, why did you say this? All right. So very good morning to you on midday. It's about 20 minutes before we come to the end of Mind Matters. As we're looking specifically on the topic about, you know, how do we heal emotionally? And we're looking at, so far we're looking at three layers. We'll continue this next week again. Yeah. We looked at the three layers. I'm approached this from looking at different, at the process that we take, that we go through. All right. The first thing I said, so recognize, that you have the power, you know, to change. That's the very first thing for you. That's the first step for you to start this journey, that emotional healing journey. So one, you have to recognize that you have the power. So for you to even start, for you even to begin that journey. So second thing is actually, recognizing and acknowledging, you know, your emotions. All right. So because the journey that you're taking on this emotional journey and this emotional healing journey, you should actually be able to say, yeah, this is what I'm going through. All right. This is by recognizing and see, this is what I can recognize in my behavior and my response. They are coming from here. And okay. And I acknowledge that. And I talk about what the psychological effect in terms of that as well by acknowledging it. So, and the third layer is really now go through it. The only way you can heal is not actually denying that it doesn't happen. It's not actually deny or suppressing those emotions. So by suppressing, you don't make it go away. You know, it's not going to go away. So you have to go through that. You have to feel the pain. So accepting is about allowing yourself to feel your emotions. Now, feeling your emotion without judgment or resistance. Okay? Go through that emotions. First, you acknowledge already. Acknowledge this. I'm going through it. Yes, I have this emotion. I'm going through this. So accept that you actually are going through that emotions. Because when you deny it and resist, so you're just covering up a fire. We just, put some cover up on the fire, which eventually would actually, it's still burning underneath there. So where you kind of, well, this doesn't exist. This is not happening to me. You know, it does. Once you acknowledge that, as I remember, it also helps your brain to understand that you know. And that's how it puts you more in a relaxing mode rather than actually trying to find a way how to fight. Do you understand? So, yeah, it is an acknowledging your pain. Your
too long, I guess it's time for me to come home. Guess I'm on my way. So hard to see that a woman like you could wait around for a man like me. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed.
Welcome back. There was a bit of where I was not too sure if I'm still on the air or not. It didn't go anywhere. So stay tuned, guys. I'm just trying to see if I'm sorting out some things here. All right. It's fine now. It's all sorted out now. All right. So let's concentrate on this. I was a bit distracted by that. So I think I was saying that this process is very crucial because resisting emotions. Now let's focus now. Resisting emotions often prolong, distress. You know, the distress emotion that you're going through, by resisting it, you're not actually solving the problem. While acceptance it can lead now to that process of healing, you know? So, and I said it has a psychological effect because once your mind is always that when you are confused, when you are in doubt, when you show all these kind of emotions, your mind still thinks that you are in trouble. You understand? Your mind thinks that you are in trouble, and therefore it alerts your fight and flight response. Much of your response are fight and flight. So, but when you accept, so it means that you kind of know what is going on, and it and your mind feel more relaxed. So you understand that, as I said, it has also that psychological effect as well. So, but one thing that you also have to understand that our body, we need to allow our body to heal itself. It has that innate ability to heal. So the only problem is this, it's our mind. Our mind, it's filled with doubt and with fears, and often actually hinder this natural process. So we have this natural process actually to be able to heal, but our mind, you know, hinder that natural process by either we imagine the worst or we get into our memories and think of the things that happened. And that now intensify, our emotions. So when we accept our emotions, we create that space, now for a healing, that space for healing. It's about sitting with your feelings, understand them and allow them to pass naturally. So you understand? Allow them to pass naturally. This, it doesn't mean that you are self-pitying, you know, in pain. You're kind of self-pitying in pain, but rather acknowledging its presence. Yes, I'm going through this, and giving yourself a permission to feel. So once you resist this, once you deny it, it's not going anywhere. You're actually just bottling it up. And at one point, it will burst out. The bottle will burst. Eh? And it might be not in the in environment. It might not be in an environment where you wanted that to burst. So when it bursts in different ways. It could be that you're shouting out to someone you shouldn't be. Or it could be that you snap out and you hit somebody. And, you know, so when that bottled up and it comes out, it may come out in the way that you didn't even imagined, you know, expected. So allow yourself to go through that. Acknowledge its presence. Yes, it is there. So don't give it significance. So that's why the reason the suffering comes, because you give it significance, you know, and give yourself permission actually to feel, you know, feel that once you go through that feelings and let naturally, let the innate ability to heal, to take it play, to take control of that, to pass that naturally, and eventually it will. Think of anything and in your life anyway. So what is, are you still suffering from something? There was something that you were going through and you said, this will never go, this will never pass at all. So, but, you know, over time, it does, because you allow yourself actually to go through it. You allow yourself. And that's why when people are mourning, okay, you allow people to mourn. So when you are sad, you have this negative energy within yourself. And when your person is cries, it allows now to release that energy. Okay? So you are allowed to release that energy. And then when you have those people, when you have people, okay, it's all right. Don't, you're saying, don't do this. Don't feel that way. What you're actually saying is that you don't allow your body to naturally feel what it should feel because of what you're going through. You understand? This is the process. Feel what the body naturally feel. Don't deny it. All right? Go through those emotions. It's only when you go through them that you actually can pass through them to move to the other side. So if you are in, if somebody died, your loved one died, and you kind of like, I don't want to see, I don't want to be seen crying, I don't want to feel, be seen sad, you are actually avoiding, you're resisting your body to feel what it should feel naturally. And you are prolonging that sadness because you haven't released it out. So you understand? So this is what the process means. And when we're talking about acceptance, is actually now for you to be able to do that, you have to accept that this is what is going on and go through that process. All right? So, And remember the things that I said earlier on in the other layers that we're talking, the first and the second and the third. This is the third layers. So we go through these layers, and I want you to understand. So when a painful emotion arises, what I want you to do is to take a moment and to observe it without really judgment. The reasons why we suffer is because of the judgment that we actually put. Emotions are neutral. It is our judgment that actually create the pain. Every emotion, it's very neutral. It is your judgment actually that create pain, that create suffering, or that create joy. It is your judgment. So now, recognize it as a natural response to your experience. Okay, don't see this as if something, why am I going through this? Why am, so it is a natural response of a body. The body need to naturally respond in that way and go through that experience. It's only when you go through it that it will pass naturally. Okay, remember we're talking about this process of emotional healing. So how do we heal? All right? So the other thing is also that be compassionate you know, treat yourself with kindness. Understand that it's okay to feel hurt. It's okay to feel upset. So you understand, it's okay. Don't beat up yourself because you're upset. Don't beat up yourself because you feel hurt. It's natural to feel those. So understand that. Be compassionate to yourself. So in the worst part of this, excuse, what I want you to understand is the how you express your emotions. Find a health outlet for your emotions. Find a healthy outlet on how you have actually to let that out. So I talked earlier of journaling. If that would be helpful for you, talk to a friend, you know, engage. Maybe some people are very creative. Engage in some creative activities. So the channeling of this emotion is very important. And this is where we find a lot of problems. This is where we find a lot of problem. This is where we find people raping others, people battering others, people, killing others. It's because we never actually distinguish. We only react. Remember the acknowledgement and the recognizing the second layer that we talked about. So when you don't recognize these emotions, they are embedded in your reactions, in your daily reactions that you don't even think about. So you just actually react. That's why you end up, when somebody says something, what do? You end up just beating the person without even thinking, you know, because you never really, you know, get into your emotion and realize that when somebody actually swear at me, how do I process this emotion? How do I get this emotion that made me react this way? There is that process. Eh? Not everybody who is insulted end up beating up somebody. How do they process that information that create a different emotion? So, and if you don't hesitate also to reach out to mental health professionals and who can actually guide you through the healing process. So our time is about 1 o'clock already. So now we only look up to a third layers and we have about 9 layers that we need to go. So this is what we're going to look at also next week. We'll continue with that because I'm doing this because of really what we're going through. I want you to understand, I want you to understand the process of, because there's so much that is happening to people and sometimes they don't know how to deal with these emotions and they don't know where they are at with their emotions and sometimes end up, because of the lack of understanding, the person end up actually, you know, killing themselves, hanging themselves, or really swimming in depression. And they don't know how to get out of that. So I'm trying to help you understand the pattern, the process of what you're going through. If you want to take on this journey of healing process. So we will end up here, but we'll continue next week on this topic, just to give you a really, really broad understanding of the process, how you process, how do you heal emotionally. So that's our topic today. And remember, healing is not, as I said earlier on, it's not a linear path. There will be ups and downs, but each step you take towards acceptance bring you closer to emotional well-being. So by acknowledging and embracing your emotions, you empower yourself to move forward with more resilient and strength. So yeah, let's leave it up there today. Until next time again, my name is Michael Chevalier, and I will leave you in the beautiful hands of Elizabeth, who's coming actually with Elizabeth Ward. So stay tuned to other programs that are coming your way here on Eagle FM. For me, Michael Chavelli, have a pleasant weekend. Goodbye.
I'm going under in this time. I feel there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away. You're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. I'm going under in this time. I fear there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing way of loving, gonna be sleeping without you. Now I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here. To get me through it all, I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. And I tend to close my eyes when it hurts. Sometimes I fall into your arms. I'll be safe in your soul till I come back around. For now, the day. Into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love, but now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull. Getting kinda used to being someone you love.
Sure. I try to concentrate, my mind wants to explore. The tropical scent of you takes me up above. Girl, when I look at you, oh, I fall in love. No doubt you look so fine. Misty.
gonna make me a boom boom.
Oh, mysterious girl.
Latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Did you know?